And we are at our sister station, WPLJ. So before we get into that quarterback comparison, we thought we would take the wireless mic out and about. And both of you guys took the wireless out in the media center, so it's my turn today.
Okay. That's a legendary place, you know.
It is. There's a lot of stations here other than just the PLJ one.
Yeah. Okay.
WABC. And, all right, go down the hall, Junior. Go down the Can you still hear us? Can you still hear us?
Yeah, I got you. You guys got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, this is, you know, the studio right next to us is WABC AM. That's where Imus normally broadcasts, but they said that his, it's just his producer in there. Do you guys want me to talk to him?
Mm-hmm. Imus' producer? Mm. Okay. In the next studio. See what's in there.
That's the FM music station. Oh, it looks like they're having a fun morning in there. It looks like a lot of generic talk going on.
Typical.
All right, barge in on them and see what's going on.
I'm going to go
on down to the FM, WABC FM.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, you know the guys?
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to barge in here.
Listen, I can't believe you didn't make it. This is what I'm talking about.
What, though?
I think you're wrong on
this. It's the Skinlonen brothers.
I think that you are always wrong on this.
See if you can get closer to
it. I don't get why this is going on or why you're even saying it.
Because I don't think they're that bad.
All right. Well, I think that the game was a lot closer than the score indicated. I mean,
what do you mean by that? It was a blowout.
No, you know what? We'll go to call there in a second.
Listen,
Nick and Rick, you're listening to us on the Skinlonen Nation. We'll be right back. And by the way, a program. You want to throw it to break?
Yeah.
No, it's my turn to throw it to break.
All right, go ahead.
You need to let me do some things too.
All right, go.
Programming note: we bumped our interview with Pete Carroll to bring you our exclusive with Evan Grant. Coming up next. And don't forget, line up the calls. You're going to be in the jungle.
Oh, my God.
Right, have a take and don't suck.
And if your call is great, you know what we'll do.
Wreck it.
That's right.
Can you guys believe this?
We'll be back in just a moment. Stolen.
Hey, guys. Rick. Nick. Hey, it's me.
Hey, what Junior Miller. Look at that. It's Junior. What are you doing here?
How's it going?
All right.
This is unbelievable.
Hey, we're doing our show down the hall here at the WPLJ studio.
You are kidding me.
What a coincidence.
For our listeners who don't know, it's Nick and Rick Skinlonen, the Skinlonen brothers, who played for 20 years in the NFL. And now I had no idea you guys were in media. You got a talk show?
Got a radio show.
This is our first year to not be in a Super Bowl.
Like 20 years or something.
Yeah. So this is a big deal for us. You know, we're doing what a lot of athletes do, going into media.
Yeah.
But you guys, you have a talk show in the number one market in the country in New York.
Well, I mean,
it took a while to find a job.
Yeah, things didn't exactly go as planned. We sent out our tapes to, like, everyone.
Like, small markets, too.
Yeah, we were really, really hopeful. And we were this close to getting a job in Shreveport, Louisiana, and it fell through.
So we had
to take this one.
Well, what do you mean, had to? This is a great job.
Well,
but Shreveport, they have good food.
Yeah, we like the Cajun food. And, you know, we almost gave up because as many applications as we sent out, we couldn't even get hired by the Fan in Dallas.
Yeah, we tried.
So we figured we had no career.
God, we tried.
We figured we had no hope.
We listened to that station, and it was horrible.
Uh-huh.
They had some guy named Frito who doesn't belong to be on the air.
Well, I got to say, I'm surprised that you guys got a job in this business with your voices.
What do you mean by that?
Don't really follow. You there.
I'm not getting it.
Anyway.
Greg, could you hold on for a second?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We're talking to our producer in the air. He's in the booth next to
me. Oh, yeah. Hey, I see him. Hey.
What's that, Tom? I can't hear you.
He says.
What?
He says, do you want to play the
I don't want to play the Russell Wilson post-game interview.
Why not?
I just don't.
Well,
why don't... Hold on. Hold on. Let me tell you, Tom.
All right.
Why do you think we should, Tom? Answer me. Why do you think we should play it? You're avoiding the answer. Just give me the answer, Tom! No! I don't want audio!
Hey, come on now, calm down. Maybe that's the way it works on the late night show or something, you know. Just...
Good God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry I walked in the middle of that.
That's okay.
I'm sorry that you had to witness it.
We're always fighting with Tom.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll make a change.
Yeah.
There's a young kid who's looking pretty good as a producer. Yeah. We may switch to him.
Yeah, we're going to give him a look.
Well, I know you guys just have a minute before you come back. But, Nick, I bet you were really interested in the fact that the first play, the snap sailed over Manning's head.
I've been telling you for 2 years, snaps matter.
You're a long 20-year deep snapper.
Yeah, and it wasn't a deep snap. It was Manny Ramirez, their center. But, you know, I don't know if you guys have talked about it. Maybe it's a point you missed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that Clint Gresham, the deep snapper for Seattle,
mm-hmm.
totally outsnapped Aaron Brewer, the deep snapper for Denver.
Okay, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't know because you didn't play the game like we did.
Yeah, but we right. see things a lot of people do not see.
That's some of the insight that we bring as talk show hosts.
That's why you have a talk show in New York.
Yeah.
This is, and you know what? We were talking about the national anthem on our show a while ago. And Rick, used to be in the opera, right?
You're
in New York.
That's mainly what I'm known for. Despite the 14 Super Bowl rings. But yeah,
you're an opera singer.
You're in New York. As a matter of fact, I used to be Renee Fleming's partner.
You did?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We used to do all the opera duets together. Love Lift Us Up.
I don't think that's opera.
All those. We used to do the Kim Carr and stuff.
That's not opera either.
And we were performing. This is hard for me to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Tom, do we have time? We have to tell the story. Yeah, okay. We've got a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was her partner. We were on stage at Carnegie Hall. And we were doing a beautiful, beautiful rendition of The Marriage of Figaro. And then, when it came time for my big part,
mm-hmm.
a cable snapped that was holding a piece of scenery, and it whipped around and nailed me in the throat.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's horrible.
And ever since then, I can't hit my high notes.
Oh, man. So that could have been you last night at the 50 doing the
anthem.
Yeah. She's so sorry. She won't even talk to him anymore.
She won't even talk to me.
That's horrible.
It's unbelievable. I keep calling her. I keep texting Junior to tell him to please give her my number.
Yeah, you do. I think that's weird because I don't know her.
To broker a peace between us. But this doesn't work
there
out.
There is no peace between you two
is no peace. And I also don't speak to Al Michaels, but anyway.
Well, I'm very happy to see that you guys have success. I know you're coming back from break.
I'll go back.
I'll get out of here, but we may listen to just the first minute of your
show. Thank you, Junior.
Good seeing you guys.
Hey, great to see you.
Take care.
Am I taking him out or are you taking him?
Yeah, you bring it back out.
I bring it back out?
Yeah, you bring it back out. And then throw it
at Evan. We'll listen to the first part of their show here.
You're listening to WABC-FM. You got the Ken Lotton Nation. It's 9:51. And what are you doing?
What?
Are you trying to focus on the show?
Come here.
What are you doing?
I'm focusing. No, you're talking.
Oh, yeah, you're really focusing. Here, boy.
Come here, don't let the dog eat the napkin.
Here, napkin, you moron dog.
No, okay. Come on. That's a bear.
I got to get out of here. They're fighting again.
It's a puzzle. They're expensive.
Okay, there.
Man, this can love.
Can you believe
Lord,
that?
Junior,
that
was radio.
All right, back to you guys.
All right. Well, thanks, Junior, for taking that microphone around.
Yeah, that was great. That was great reporting work there.
I was hoping you'd run into Geraldo, but.
Skin Lonnens. We haven't heard from them in a while.
It's pretty cool to hear them again.
All right, it is now 8:51.